Hello, welcome to HCC 360. We're hoping you guys had a fantastic 2021-22, and we're so glad to host the show for all to learn more about opportunities here at Hartford Community College. Amidst returning from the pandemic back to in-person learning, it didn't stop these wonderful guests from sharing their work. I'm HCC student Don Coyle, and I'll lead you through highlights of this year's shows. The first guest is Dr. Austin Hill, the Director of Strategic Partnerships at HCC. Dr. Hill discusses the Leading Edge Training Center, a new establishment at the college located in Edgewood, Maryland.
So from your experience, have you seen an increased interest in the workforce training in Harvard
County? Oh, absolutely. Tremendously. I mean, if you even look at the data, without even looking at the data, if you go to any local business or restaurant and look at your wait times and how long it's taken for you to be served, you will too see the difficulty in what we're experiencing within the community.
Absolutely.
And how we can look to try to meet that and meet those needs for individuals. So there is definitely a gap there, and I'm happy that we're able to provide those supports needed to try to right the way for not only the individuals looking for work, but the businesses here within the community as well.
So from your conversation with the business leaders, what kind of skills and qualities have employers been seeking in new hires?
Yeah, so I have great friends down there at Thompson Automotive. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention them. Ron Filling and Fred Anderson. One of the biggest things is customer service. They're a very front-facing organization. And with that being said, they have the ability to teach skills, but that customer service piece is so important. So the Leading Edge Training Center, powered by the Radcliffe Foundation, we're going to be providing us a customer service certification. So once individuals are able to take that customer service and that first piece, Thompson Automotive will then look to do things like inventory management. So, they're getting parts and things of that nature on a regular basis. Front service desk technicians, individuals who are taking, if you have to get a car repaired, an oil change, or whatever it may be, you're the front face of that organization. So if you have those basic skills, they'll be able to teach you the technical skills. So that's the gap in training that we're being able to provide and the feedback that we're getting from these organizations.
And are there any prerequisites for taking the courses?
Absolutely no prerequisites. You just have to have an ambition to want to change where you are and then have a desire to, be able to work and be supported by us. And the beauty of it all is for some of the certifications, they actually come with a stipend as well upon completion. So it's an added incentive for individuals looking to further their educational goals.
What a wonderful segment that was from Dr. Hill. Up next, the second interviewee is Kelly Pulaski, coordinator of the youth programs at HCC, talking in detail about the fun opportunities for kids at Camp Curiosity.
Mm-hmm. You guys do offer a drama program.
Yes.
And I just wanted to ask you, so how does a drama program really work? What do you guys really do there at Camp Curiosity?
So we have an amazing instructor, Dr. Ben Fisler. He has been with our program for many, many years. He's actually a professor here at the college as well. And again, we are very fortunate to have the resources here at the college that most places don't. We have access to the theater, to the lighting, to the makeup and the staging and everything. So the kids, they come in Monday morning, they get together and they actually write their play. And they go through all the stages of designing their set to picking costumes, to looking at music and lighting. And at the end of the week, they put on a performance, a live performance, and family and friends are invited, and they're on stage. So it's a whole production that they get to that exposure to. So it's really exciting.
That's amazing. I mean, because, from the high school I went to Aberdeen High School. We offered so many theater programs.
Mm-hmm.
But, seeing as, and you guys offer K-12 students,
yes.
Seeing them have having them get the chance of doing something like this so early into their lives, it's just amazing. Because there are times where we might have to, push it off maybe well into our adult times. Oh, I'm going to just wait and become an actor at 18, 19. You could become an actor at Camp Curiosity at 5, 6, 7 years old, which is amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's exciting always to see those younger groups get into it because they are so creative and they're able to write their own play, so they're very invested in it. And half the time I look at the play, I sit there and watch it, and I'm like, I don't actually know what the storyline is because it goes here, there, and everywhere. But they're just so into it, and they're just up there and performing, and they're so invested. impressive because they were involved in every step of the process. So Dr. Ben Fisler, he's really great with the kids, and his programs are always super popular. We run them 4 to 5 times throughout the summer, and usually they have a long wait list. So if any parents out there listening are, you know, want to get their kids into theater, I suggest that you register for those early on.
With that interview finished, this third interview guest is a nice transition, or rather, three guests, in which Behavioral Sciences Dean Dr. Tony Wallers, John Carpenter, and Jessica Orshowitz talk about the criminal justice program at the college and similar programs offered in Harford County High Schools.
So with the Discovery program, the idea is to, you know, start talking to high school kids that are getting ready to go into college and getting them interested, helping them figure out, you know, if this is a field that they would like to pursue. And the nice thing about that is, you know, they're there by choice to learn and to engage and to figure that out for themselves. And so, you know, at 17, 18 years old, if you can imagine trying to figure out what you want to do for the rest of your life, coming into this class, hopefully, you know, they'll hear what we're talking about, both from an educational and you know, working experience, and be able to figure out, okay, is this something that I want to do or not? And if not, you know, at least they know, and they don't, you know, continue with it going into college and then, you know, possibly regret it later. But if they do like it, then they know going in, you know, this is immediately what I want to do, and they're not potentially wasting time on coursework that they might not actually want to pursue in the long run.
At the moment, we're teaching a course called Introduction to Crime Scene Technology. So we're covering various aspects of forensic science. Jessica has put together some wonderful PowerPoint presentations covering a wide range of subjects, archaeology, forensic entomology, fingerprinting,
plastic, DNA, death investigation, blood spatter, question documents, trace evidence analysis.
And one of the very interesting parts about the course is that the students actually get a chance to do hands-on labs. We were kind of laughing here about our blood splatter lab we did. We had copious amounts of artificial blood spilled all over the concrete in front of the high school doing the lab because it was so windy. But the students get a chance to look at how blood splatters at different impact rates and speeds. We did fingerprinting.
I'm planning in the next week or so to do a lab on identifying markings on cartridge casings and bullets that you would recover from a crime scene. There's also a lab that we're planning for question document analysis, where they'll use a very basic form of chromatography to analyze different ink samples.
Dr. Wallers returned the next month for a discussion of general studies. He is joined by Elaine Gisriel to talk about general studies and the transition students can make from being undecided in what they want to do to choosing the career path best for them.
Well, first of all, when students come to Harford, they have to declare a major if they want to get financial aid, if they want to use financial aid. So sometimes they are undecided and they have to put something down. And often then when we sit down in first semester advising with students, most of us are certified in career services and career development facilitation. So that career discernment process begins in that first meeting. So often through those questions and trying to help students understand where their interests lie, let them know that they're not alone for not knowing, and then kind of explaining it similar to the way that Dr. Wallers was explaining, that it provides an opportunity for you to explore, customize your degree, and take different courses with the intention of planning for transfer from the very get-go. We start to talk about that right away, too, because you can use that general studies degree to prepare for your next steps, and we can work together with students to kind of look at what they would need and make sure they can get it here. So, you know, we do sit down with them right away. If they are undecided, you know, in terms of the parents, I often will, the first thing that I'll suggest and help them kind of feel a little bit more at ease. Again, it is one of our largest majors, that it's not what it used to be, and that we offer a 3-credit course in student development called Career and Life Planning. It is a 3, they get 3 credits that go towards the electives. In most cases, it transfers. with the student, and it gives the opportunity for students to do some self-exploration into their values, interests, and beliefs about what they want to do for themselves and what they want from the world of work. So often students or parents will appreciate that, and in many ways it could confirm what they were already leaning towards, but it also gives them the opportunity to do actual research in a specific occupation.
You're listening to a special edition of HCC 360, and I'm Don Coyle. Onward into the next pair of guests, who are Jessica Edmondson and David Littorello. They talk about Gear 2, funding grants, and the Workforce Development Program, and get into detail about computer science and financial benefits from it.
Are you working with local businesses to figure out what is needed?
So we do. We have our other goal is to provide opportunities to mid-sized to small and even large organizations in the Harford County area, customized on-site programs. So employers could provide training and skills assessment locally and not have to lose employee or productivity. So we have a portfolio of instructors that we work with to customize solutions. So some of those programs include supervisory skills or supply chain management or some of the soft skills that are often not included in a four-year degree program. So we provide unique opportunities to really address the local market, to address what are some of the local needs of the business community, and to adapt to changes in the environment. For example, we're enhancing now and offering a program of how to manage remote workers. We have employees working remotely. And for supervisors, many of them, it's uncomfortable because they've never managed someone via a WebEx or a Zoom session. So we're customizing programs. We're hearing a lot about employers looking for soft skills, customer service, how to relate and provide or have insight to emotional intelligence and understanding how you communicate effectively. So it's a great opportunity to help the local community, not only employers, but as well as the employees.
I will add just a little bit. When the programs that were chosen to submit to the Gear 2 grant were all chosen specifically because they're high demand jobs. They are all programs in which there is a local need and a national need. And that's why they made it into this grant opportunity.
Returning for a third episode is Dr. Wallers, who is also joined by STEM professor Chris Jones, both of whom discussed the honors program at the college and how it could positively impact students' futures, as well as its annual Scholar Summit.
Just one more question about the summit. How do you sign up for the summit?
There's a website. If you go to harford.edu and you go in the search bar and just search Scholar Summit, there's just an online form that you can complete and register for it. And it doesn't necessarily have to be somebody that's at the institution to be part of the audience. We invite anybody from the community, from Harford Community College or from Harford County, to just sit there and showcase what the students are able to do. As part of the Scholar Summit, we have alumni from the Honors Program as well as from Harford Community College that are going to talk about research, and they're going to talk about how they've used it either in their future studies or in their current careers as well. So it's that cycle of where students go through Harford, they get that experience outside of Harford, and they just come back to kind of nurture our students a little bit more. So, and I know that's not necessarily mutually exclusive to the Honors Program as well as the Scholar Summit, but it sort of embodies as to the overarching goals of Harford is that lifelong learning and the ability to just give back the service learning.
So what are some of the requirements for the Honors Program for HCC-enrolled students and transfer?
So let's say you're a student that's just coming to Harford Community College. You have to have a 3.2 cumulative unweighted GPA from high school. And if you have that, then you're automatically, we'll put you in the Honors Program, we'll get you signed up for courses, all that good stuff. Or you could have a 1,200 SAT score as well. So let's say, for instance, you were taking difficult classes in high school, and sometimes, you know, you take something like a calculus class or a chemistry class or an AP English class, and maybe you get like a B minus or a B in that class, and it weights you down to like a 3.15. We certainly don't want to preclude those students from having the opportunity, but they're curious. Those are the students that we want to get into the Honors Program as well. If you're a student at Harford, if you have a 3.2 GPA then and 9 credits, then we'll sign you into the honors program. Sometimes by teacher recommendation, we'll sign you into the honors program as well. Another opportunity is that if you go through and you want to take one of our honors courses, but you don't quite have the GPA, but you know you've shown success in that field. And so maybe you're taking courses that are outside the field that bump you down to like a 3 or a 2.9 or something like that, but you're really strong in liberal arts or you're really strong in science. Then we get you into that honors course and you can take it at an advanced level. And maybe those are the courses that bump you up into the GPA to be able to get you into the honors program.
Wallers and Jones make a great duo, like a championship dynasty in sports. And from there, the next guest is the Dean of STEM, Pamela Lindstrom, who discusses the data science program and how the program's aim can be of interest to current and new students for the potential it holds in our modern society.
As a dean, how are you adapting the program to a wider range of skills needed by the industry?
So I mentioned this, the EDC group that we have been working with. And so they have done a lot of work with industry through the years. And they've also worked with proceedings from the National Academy of Sciences to really identify what the core competencies are. And they have given us some of their rubrics that they use. And so we looked at those when we were developing our curriculum. And we had meetings with the faculty. I mentioned Chris Jones, Mark Densler, and some other additional folks who teach in CIS here at the college. A.C. Chapin was another one who helped us with this. And so we kind of looked at these lists of skills and competencies identified by this EDC group and talked about our curriculum and in which of the different courses would the students learn these appropriate skills. And so we really kind of mapped the competencies onto our existing courses. So in addition to using the material already created by this EDC group, we do also have our own HCC Data Science Advisory Board with local experts that have reviewed our curriculum. And in addition to local experts, folks who are practitioners of data science, we have also had conversations with faculty and administrators at local four-year colleges that have programs in business analytics and data science. We have a couple of articulation agreements that have been created in those programs as well. So we do continue to reach out to industry, and that's part of the plan for this group, is that we would have data science advisory board meetings twice per year.
On to a special doubleheader. It's two shows in one with this mega episode. The first part discusses both Pearson View and Aaron Dunn talking about the test center and its relative GDED prep. Then we discuss English as a second language and the adult basic education program with guest Rhonda Davis.
And how do people find more information about Pearson View?
Sure. A couple of bullet points here just to share with you real quick. I found just through experience that it's best to use either a desktop or a laptop rather than a smartphone to register. It just works better. They can visit PearsonView.com. Once they sign on, they simply look for the tab that says for test takers. And once they click on test takers, then they click on schedule your exam. And so once you just go through, schedule your exam, you just see what availability is open on our days and our times. And that's basically it. So for general inquiries, there is a 1-800 number, which is 1-800-274-4957. Or they can reach me directly and I can try to assist. My number is 443-412-2339. Or they can email me at adunn@harford.edu. For our hours, I'm here Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and every other Saturday.
So we're going to talk a little bit about the Adult Basic Education Program. So what is the Adult Basic Education Program exactly?
The Adult Basic Education Program is designed to assist students with skills that they might be lacking in any subject area to help bridge them to high school level so that they can prepare, sit, and successfully pass the GED exam.
Awesome. And who is eligible to take these?
Students that are not currently enrolled in a public school setting, they must be 18 years of age to participate in our program.
And why is getting a GED so important exactly?
I like to look at it as life's dictation. Without a high school diploma, you're subject to whatever society says that you can and cannot do. However, with the high school diploma, it does open opportunities for you to advance in post-secondary education, whether it's community college, four-year college, even employment opportunities. You're limited at what you can do without a high school diploma. However, with the high school diploma, it allows you more opportunities for community involvement.
Finally, with the final installment of HCC 360, we speak with guest Pam Kennedy, who offers non-credit classes with For the Community, and a personal enrichment program that explores several things about the college lifestyle and its culture.
I guess you can say your target age group is just pretty much, you know, anyone who is currently still in public school. You could say probably between the ages of possibly 4 up until 17, 18?
Yeah, absolutely. When we're talking about our youth programs, that is our target because we do have some of those younger students, and especially they come during the summer for our really fun summer camps, which are getting started here soon in June.
Hey, that's awesome. I want to go ahead and ask, why is it important to have these kind of programs and classes available to the public?
Well, I think as a community college, as our title says, we are here to service the people of the community, as we talked about, for all ages. But, you know, when we're looking at opportunities for somebody to continue their education and learn and enrich their knowledge, isn't it a great place to be right here at Harford Community College that they can come onto campus and look through our online website or our program guide and find something of interest to them, whether it's going to help them personally, whether it's going to help them in their job, to just enrich what they already know and add on to that, or whether it's a child that's looking for a summer experience or a youth program or swim lesson in our wonderful pool over in Susquehanna. So we really want to try to hit on as much as we can for all the age groups and really make Harford Community College a part of the community. So when they're talking to their neighbors or they're talking to their friends, if they have someone who is of student age, the traditional college student, then that'll also get passed on to them. So that's sort of a bridge between the community of credit and non-credit.
I really like the fact that a lot of these activities here at the college that you wouldn't get a lot at so many other places here in Bel Air or maybe somewhere local as Aberdeen or Havre Grace, even at such a small age at 4 or 5 years old, which is amazing, up until the ages of 17 to 18. So that's the one thing that I really like about the community here at Harford, along with the activities that they offer here.
And with that final segment, that wraps up a wonderful 2021 to 22 year. It has been a pleasure to do HCC 360, and we here at 91.1 WHFC were proud to bring this show to life with the Communications Department. From all the students and staff here that helped make this possible, a thank you to all of the listeners for the support. A very special thank you to the interview guests for bringing their expertise and doing what they can for the community. I'm Don Coyle, and thank you all. We'll see you next semester with a new series of HCC 360.